Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dr. Hunt again. This is our final segment of how to develop a ministry board. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I have. I've been blessed. I've been encouraged, and I hope you are as well. But this is the last one, and I've been saving the best for last because we want to talk about trustees. You've probably been wondering, when is he going to talk about trustees? Well, this is the time, and so I want to save the best for last, and I want to talk about it in particular, the aspects of leadership, in particular covenant leadership or shared responsibilities. And I also want to talk about what it means to be a called trustee, a called trustee. Many times we think that the only folks who are called are the preachers and the pastors, but that's not the case. We all are called and we all have assignment on our lives, and particularly trustees. So let's dive right into this. Let's talk about covenant leadership. Let's talk about covenant leadership. Covenant leadership is based on a concept that we have a shared or mutual responsibility to one another. You know, in the world, in business, you know, you have contracts, and because you have a contract, you're required to perform certain tasks at a certain level, and you're compensated for that. But, you know, for covenant leadership, that is a leadership based on mutual trust. It's based on shared responsibilities and shared goals. In other words, if you think about the church, most of the folks in the church who work for the church outside of the staff, they're volunteers. And they feel like they are part of an organization because, you know, they're being fed. They feel like they have a part in it. And really, if you're going to covenant leaders, that's what they do. They establish an environment, a culture, where there is a mutual level of trust. There's a high level of trust in the relationship between the board, the staff, and the public. And covenant leaders are understand, they're sensitive to the needs of the individuals or people who are working with them. Let me just talk about a few of these bullets that we have here. It says a covenant relationship rests on shared commitment to ideas, values, and goals. That means that what you are looking at, if I'm part of a ministry, I want to make sure that if I'm a volunteer, that I'm going in the right direction, I'm going in the same direction, and really, that should be the same direction as the ministry director and the board, and that we have that shared commitment. We believe in the same thing. We have the same values. We have the same goals, and we have obligations to one another, and we mutually support one another, you know, through good times and through bad, and this is really based on trust and integrity. Trust and integrity. It's hard to have a covenant relationship and you begin, you know, you have these shared goals and you can't trust one another and we don't work with integrity in our goals. I'm thinking about Daniel in the book of Daniel. Daniel was an exile that was brought to Babylonia, and he began to work in a high level because he worked with integrity, but he never forgot who he was. Part of being a covenant leader is not forgetting who you are, not forgetting who you serve, not forgetting that everything you do is for God's glory, and that we are to be a blessing. We are to love one another as God has loved us. And so that's really the basis for it, that we're trying to get to the same place. We have the same goals. And so that involves trust. That involves integrity. That involves being open to one another and being sensitive to one another's needs and goals. That entails working together. And I just want to say this, especially to those who are establishing a board, that you're a board chair or that you're a trustee, that you ought to have a profile to be a covenant leader, someone who folks can trust, who you're working with, they trust you, that you have a high level of commitment, and that you practice what you preach. You practice what you preach. And so that's what covenant leadership is, and that's what trustees should have. They should seek to have a covenantal relationship with one another, with the board chair, with the CEO, with the staff, and with the public. So that's covenant leadership. That's covenant leadership. But there's also called trustees. And there's certain characteristics that called trustees have, and some of them overlap with covenant leadership. But I thought it was so important because sometimes when we think about trustees, we think about it from a business aspect, but it's more than that. It's a spiritual. If we're of Christ, if we're the body of Christ, we're representing Him no matter where we are. So if you're serving on a civilian board, you ought to, or a commercial board, or a business board, you ought to be the same way, the same thing. You've been called to that certain position, so you have certain responsibilities, you have certain expectations that you have upon you. And so in all cases, look what this says. It says you have a passionate commitment to that which moves and touches the heart of God for your particular ministry. Have a commitment. See that word commitment? Trustees are committed, and they deliver on the ministry's promises with excellence. And again, just as we talked about in covenant leadership, you're accountable, you're responsible, you work with integrity. People can trust you. And call trustees because they work for the Most High God. You know, we have a board chair and we have responsibilities, but really we all in there, we work for God. And so we expect, since He expects the highest, we work for the highest, we should expect the same thing for each other. And so we need to make sure that we're working at the highest levels of efficiency and that we're effective in what we do. And then again, you have to demonstrate, you have to be who you are, that person of trust, that person of integrity at all times, whether you're at the board meeting or you're interacting with the community or you're talking to the staff. You need to be able to show who you are, that calling that you have on your life from God. So those are characteristics of called trustees. It's important that trustees, in fact, the board, are covenantal leaders and that they are called trustees. So when you're choosing your leaders, when you're choosing your trustees, when you're choosing your officers, use this as a criteria. So I hope you gained some insight and some wisdom from this. Again, this has been a blessing to be with you, and I hope to see you soon in another mini course. This course has been How to Develop a Ministry Board. I hope you got something out of it. I certainly did. I just want to thank you for listening to me. I wish you Godspeed. God bless you. As we used to say in the Navy, may you have fair winds and following seas. May God bless you and encourage you. Till we meet again. God bless.